It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Sundown.
Oh, thanks.
So what brings you here this year?
So I've got three movies coming out in 2020. Reboot Camp, that's in post right now, where I play a self-help guru in a mockumentary that really doesn't know what he's doing, but all these people come to learn from him, all these celebrities like Ja Rule, and it's a lot of fun. Painted Beauty is a thriller with Claire Holt and Clifton Collins Jr., where this woman follows a serial killer to be inspired to paint, and I'm the detective trying to solve the case. And Underdogs Rising is a esports movie. And, of course, my film, The Unwilling, is now free for Amazon Prime users. Fun horror movie that I wrote and starred in.
I did not realize that. That's actually on my list.
Oh, nice.
Of, like, it's coming up. Like,
yeah.
Things to watch. That's great.
Yeah. But,
so,
I've been busy.
Now, my show is called Money Making Sense.
Okay.
So we got to get to the money here.
Okay.
What is the difference between getting a film into Sundance that maybe has a little bit less budget than something, you know, a big budget film? What are the differences?
I mean, it's a good question. I've got films, you know, now that I've also been producing three of my last six movies, I understand both sides of it. And what happens on a very low budget movie versus a much bigger budget is really kind of star power and pre-sales. So when you're more on the independent side where you're not being driven by star power but by driven by the story and the filmmakers, you're taking kind of more risks, so you've got to come in at a much lower budget. When you've got that star power in a much more high concept film, like an action film or a horror film, then you can pre-sell and get some money before you make the film. So that's usually the deciding factor between really low budget and bigger budget stuff.
And why does Hollywood, just aside from that it brings in the bucks, is there any other reason to keep remaking the same movies over and over and over again?
It's like anything in business. People are scared to take a chance. They want to use a proven formula that has metrics and returns built in that they can tout, especially when you're dealing on the finance side, because you're dealing with finance people. You're not dealing with creatives. You're dealing with people that want to look at a spreadsheet and see that it makes sense and they'll get a return on their investment. So it's film business. That's the problem. And so we're mixing art with business, and it's a very fine line on how to do that.
And many times business seems to squash creativity.
Always does. You know, unless you've got somebody with money that doesn't care and is willing to take a chance, you've got companies like Annapurna that, you know, want to make the great films and they have the capital and they don't care necessarily. They want to make money, but that's not what drives them. There are a few companies like that, but some exist, you know. But it takes people with deep pockets to say, we want to make movies that matter or movies with the message we want to tell versus making the right recipe for the investment pool.
And I have one last question for you, because you brought it up about having a big name like that brings in the bucks.
And by the way, big name to you and I may not be big name to sales. You know, it's somebody that they can bank on sales perhaps in Japan or in, you know, in China. Or it's a whole different way of looking at what does a big name mean. But yeah, go ahead.
So if that big name is a problem, most of the time they're rude to everybody, they have weird requests that are just out there, start fights with people. Do you still want them to work with?
Well, I don't. But there's a lot of leeway for bad behavior in our business, unfortunately. Things are changing. You know, a lot of bad behavior is not tolerated today that was tolerated just 5 or 10 years ago. But the bottom line is this. When you're not a nice person and you're one of those people that doesn't treat people very well, you have one bomb, and you'll see how quickly that person gets totally blackballed. Like, it happens with directors, it happens with actors. Those people get what's coming to them. And then the nice people can weather a few bad movies and still keep going because people like them. So that does come into effect, believe it or not. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, David. I appreciate your
time. You're so welcome.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.